Kia ora and welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, I'm very, very excited right now and trying not to fangirl a little bit. But on the line with me, I have Olive and Alvin. Those names sound lovely together. Who make up O and the Mo. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today? Are you well?
Yeah, a little bit cool down in Wanaka, so fresh morning.
Wanaka would have to be one of my favourite places in the world. I love it.
It's stunning. It's just been watching the snow come and go over the last week.
Oh, that sounds picturesque. Anyway, the reason you guys are here right now is because you are going on tour. Unreleased and Dangerous, mini tour, it was described to me. And it's about kind of an unreleased body of work. So without revealing too much, can you kind of talk about the tour a little bit?
Yeah, I guess it was, we've been working on a new body of work, and it's getting very close, but we just wanted to give a little preview and just perform some of the shows, perform some of the songs before we fully release the songs and see if there's any little tweaks we want to make. And it's a nice chance just to get in front of some people again and play in some places we haven't played for quite some time.
Yeah, because it's kind of been a while since your last music. Has this been a long process, this music, or did you kind of take a break during COVID? How did that all work?
Yeah, well, I guess our first album, In Transit, came out in end of 2020. 2021 was kind of, more of a songwriting year, and then last year was spent recording this next album. EP, whatever it is going to be, and so now we're just kind of putting the final touches on it, and we'll be starting to release the first singles off that later this year, it's kind of just kind of constantly just writing songs as they come. Sometimes you have phases where lots come at once, and other times they're a bit slower and few and far between.
Yeah, that's a fascinating thing kind of about the creative process, is it's very unpredictable in that sense. So, Unreleased and Dangerous, love the name. Where what was the inspiration for that?
Oh,
I guess the songs can sort of be classified as unreleased, and they could be classified as dangerous. They're definitely more fun to play, and we really want to bring a playfulness to this tour and to the shows we're playing. So, just kind of the idea of the tour was to showcase some of these new pieces, but also just connect with people and have a good dance.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, that's the perfect kind of attitude we need in this world currently, is a bit of a dance. How does that kind of creative process work for you guys? Do you go out with the intention to make kind of a fun, dancey track? Or is it a natural progression to kind of get there?
So these next songs, these new songs, I suppose songwriting for us is a reflection of what's going on around us and how we feel internally. And so, like anything, I guess these next songs are written from a place where we've had a lot of resting time, a lot of hibernation, and feeling that energy lifting and building within us and around us, I suppose. Reflects into the way the songs are written and the sort of tempo and the groove that they're settling into. So,
I guess the most important question, really, is you have a Christchurch show on Saturday, I believe. Where and when is that?
Yeah, it's going to be at a beautiful big garden in the hill above Sumner.
Oh, great!
For those sort of, old-time fans, we did play here a few years back, but that was just the two-piece, and this time we bring our full band to do the deluxe band experience. For those who make it up, it'll be we'll be kicking off just after sunset, so at 6 o'clock, and people will be able to come in at 5 o'clock, bring a little picnic, have a little sit down, mix and mingle, and watch the sunset, and then Olin and Mo with our band will play, and then we'll finish it all off with a little DJ set on Goose.
Oh, fantastic! And I love kind of the community nature and approach you've got to these gigs. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations on nearly having new music out, and I'm honestly so excited to hear it. Once again, thank you so much for joining me today.
No worries at all. All the best.
And that was Alvin and Olive of O and the Mo, an incredible band, sometimes duo, I guess.